Good morning, Pilgrim. It's 15 April, 1866. Heedlessness in Religion is a sermon that Charles Haddon Spurgeon delivered. And it's time for a bit of it, just a bit of it. He read from 2 Kings 10:31. And my recommendation for you today is to read 2 Kings chapters 9 and 10. Great, great story, great lesson. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart, for he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, which made Israel to sin. Yeah, Jehu was very angry at other people's sins. And we may be without being delivered from our own. It's a very fine sight to see a man work himself up into a fever, a furor, against another drunk. He himself has never a sin, you know, he himself has never been guilty of, but it's true that all the indignation which he pours upon it well deserves. For it's not, is it not the net which the devil uses to drag many down into the pit, in which he catches multitudes? I may be very furious about adultery or theft or immorality of some other kind, which I don't happen to practice myself, yet my own sins may cry out against me. And it'll not be possible to compound for my own sins by denouncing those of others. That's a very cheap sort of virtue, bullying other people's vices. You don't worry about your own. The easiest thing in all the world is to be constantly denouncing popular faults, but to wring the neck of one of my own favorite sins is a harder work by far. And it would be a much better sign of conversion if I was to wring its neck. To be earnest against the sin of others may be praiseworthy, but it's no sign of grace in the heart. For natural men have been some of the greatest leaders in this matter. To loathe my own sin, to humble myself on account of my own personal faults, and to endeavor in the sight of God to renounce every false way is a work of something more than human nature. It's more than we want to do, more than we're inclined to do, ain't it? We also notice Jehu was very bitter against one sin. He hated Baal. The very mention of the name of Baal brought the blood into his face. There are persons in the world who can't bear some one sin to which they have an aversion. They love to hammer away against that sin. Their whole soul takes fire at the mention of it. Well, this is all very well, but unless you hate all sin, unless you hate especially your favorite sin, the besetting sin that gets you down, which is most congenial to your nature, you need to be converted. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, he could rightly be described as a friend of sinners. We read in Luke 7:34, the Son of Man has come eating, drinking, and you say, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Luke 15:2, and the Pharisees and scribes grumbled, saying, this man, he receives sinners and eats with them. But he was never the friend of fault finders. Matthew 12:2, but when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, look there, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath. Verse 7, and if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. Now, Jesus, come right back at him. Mark 7:5-9, and the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, why do you why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but they eat with defiled hands? He said to them, well, did Isaiah prophesy of you, you hypocrites? As it's written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart, it's far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men. Luke 5:30-32. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors? And Jesus answered them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. 7:39. Now when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she's a sinner. 44-47. Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, you see this woman entered your house. I entered your house. She gave me no water for my feet. She's wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You didn't anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, but for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little. Luke 11:38-40. The Pharisee was astonished to see that he did not first wash before dinner. The Lord said to him, now you Pharisees, you cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you're full of greed, and full of wickedness. You fools! Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? 42. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every herb, neglect justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. John 8:3-7. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. So what do you say? This was said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. But Jesus, he bent down, he wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, let him who was out without sin cast the first stone. Well, pilgrim, let me ask you, what's your habitual sin? What's the sin you hate in others? What's the sin you hate in others? Now take a look at yourself. What's the sin you don't hate in yourself? Yeah, you know, the beam in your eye, the log in your eye. Well, some things to think about. I'm going to read one more thing here. Luke 6:37-42. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you'll be forgiven. Give, and it'll be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use it, will be measured back to you. He also told them a parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but you don't notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, hey, brother, let me take the speck that's in your eye. Let me take it out," when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye. Then you'll see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. See clearly. How can you judge sin of others when you can't judge your own? Well, something to think about. God bless, pilgrim. Have a blessed day with our Lord.